Welcome to Will It Game, the podcast about pitching crappy board games from one board family. I'm your host, Ryan Gutowski, joined as always by...
Rick White.
That's beautiful. Rick is trying out for a local opera house, and I think he's going to do real well.
Thank you. I do my best.
Yeah. So, Rick, we have a guest. Why don't you introduce our guest? Because he is actually our second returning guest of all time.
Yes. You know him from 25th Century Games. It's Chad Elkins. Hello, Chad.
What's up, y'all?
Chad, come on down.
Yes.
Here, I'm running down the aisle. Either. Like, dun, 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 dun. Get ready for the One Board Family Showdown.
There we go.
We need a big wheel.
Ooh.
So it would just be like good crap. And then it's like perfect game. It'll be like the one, right?
Exactly.
Yes. That would actually be interesting if we had some sort of wheel that made us have to pitch.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm. Oh, and then you got like 100 different topics on there that you guys can butcher it up.
You know what really works on an audio podcast is a visual element like a wheel.
Right? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because...
Well, we can tell the audience what's going on.
Yeah.
We could be like, it's spinning. It's still spinning. Oh, look what it landed on. You know?
Yeah.
You just need sound effects. Let everybody use their imaginations. Yeah, it's that kind of show.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it's kind of like the role-playing game
of
podcasts.
Yeah.
So, anyway, Chad, tell us what you've been up to since the last time I recorded. You've put some pretty awesome games out there. We've seen you at some conventions. What you been up to?
Yeah, well, it's been good to see y'all. Caught you at, Origins, Southern Fried Game Expo. We've been kind of all over the place. So since we last talked, I think we were, I don't know if Space Explorers was either about to launch on Kickstarter or just coming, or what was going on, but Space Explorers is our most recent retail release, which debuted at Origins and kind of spilled over kind of in the Gen Con and just hit retail stores in July. But then also since then, we've funded Kingswood on Kickstarter. And then coming up, we have a new project called Winner Winner Chicken Dinner coming up here in September. So I've been working a lot on that, as well as a whole bunch of other stuff that's kind of still in development. And then another project coming up in January called Jurassic Parts, that is P-A-R-T-S,
really cool.
Not K-S, right? No licensing infringement there. so that one is really fun. That's a dinosaur fossil game. Obviously, play on the names there. But that one is designed by Kevin Lansing, who did all the Flashpoint Fire Rescue games.
Yep.
And then illustrated by Andrew Bosley, who did Everdell and a bunch of other stuff. So really excited about that. But of course, before that, we've got a really fun little kids game kind of family weight game, which is the Winner Winner Chicken Dinner, designed by yours truly. This is a little bit different. This is actually technically my design, and then illustrated by the extremely talented Shauna Tenney and her husband.
She does amazing work.
Yeah. Man,
so good. So
that's what's up.
Yeah. And
very cool. That's
and
a
Chad
lot,
is
man.
So awesome because as we're recording, it's actually his birthday and he decided to hang out with us two losers, which we just don't understand, but we appreciate it.
So you're always supposed to do something charitable on your birthday, I think, you know, that's what I'm here for.
That's good. You've helped out two losers.
Yes.
You know, so next we're going to work on the fashion sense, you know, from the your terrible do-rag photo.
Yes.
He keeps telling us about our fashion sense. I feel like this is a real issue. So.
I'm not one to give fashion advice. My wife always tells me, you're wearing that out tonight? I'm like, no.
She just asks you that question.
Right.
Oh, cargo shorts again. Huh. Interesting.
Those have been purged. So like, I got married in...
Mine have not.
In December. And one of the first things was the great purge of the cargo shorts of 2019. So what's going to happen?
I have so many things I want to carry. I want to carry so many things.
You never know why I might need to carry, 18 sets of keys or something.
That's right.
You don't know.
Never know. So, cool. Well, we have wasted enough of the listeners' time. Now let's get into some board game pitches. Rick, our theme for this episode is chicken, rightly so, to do a little cross promotion with winner chicken dinner. So would you mind if I go first, Rick?
Sure. You know what? Go for it.
Okay.
If I don't hear at least one cluck in each of these pitches, I'm gonna stop recording right now.
Oh crap. I don't have a cluck
ready.
Make
some noises, Ryan, in the background while you pitch.
There you go.
Yeah.
So Chad, my game is called Chicken Heist. Professor Egerton and a crew of his chickens have accomplished some of the biggest heists in history. If you can think of a major heist, actually, Ocean's 11 was actually built off of Professor Egerton and his chickens. They just had to replace them with actors, mm-hmm. you know, that sort of thing. But Chicken Heist is a one versus many style game. One player is playing the professor and secretly moving his crew of chickens around the board behind a screen. So he's going to have a replica of the board that he's writing down where his chickens are. So depending on the scenario and the difficulty, we may have three chickens. We may have somewhere up to six chickens pulling off this heist. Players are using clues that they find around the board, trying to track down and catch all the chickens before the heist is pulled off. Now, each player is going to rely on a hand of cards, along with a single special ability card that is tied to their specific character. This can only be used once during a game. Players will use line of sight, and they're going to be able to see four spaces in front of them to try to locate the chickens. Now, you may say, what's this board look like, Ryan? Well, let me tell you about what this board looks like. This board can be a museum, it could be an art gallery, it can be a technology expo, it could be a rave, for all we care.
It's very popular.
There's a lot of things that can be stolen at raves.
Definitely.
Chickens are not usually the thing, but whatever.
Yeah.
The disco ball? Okay. All of the lights.
I do like that you think there are disco balls at raves. That makes me really happy.
Ryan showing off his rave knowledge or
yes.
lack of it.
Exactly.
That's so, what they anyway. Have at raves in Columbus, Georgia, is a disco ball.
Columbus, Georgia. So anyway, this board is going to be double-sided, two very different layouts for the boards. And what you're going to do is you're going to have polyomino decorations that are going to break up line of sight throughout the board. So when you have the art gallery, you'll take out the art gallery polyominoes and the board will be built in different configurations. The rule book will have a couple of configurations. And actually, there's going to be an online community that puts together some different configurations, makes the game a little more difficult and throws some extra traps in there and stuff. Players will set traps and work together to corner these feathered thieves. And this is called Chicken Heist.
Oh, I see that you threw in polyominoes because everything else has
polyominoes. Man, everything's got them polyominoes.
And he did mention writing, so now it's a roll and write polyomino.
Yeah.
No, there's no writing. Okay. The Professor Egerton is writing. Yeah.
I'm going to have to say that this sounds pretty cheap, 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 cheap.
Oh, I like what you did there.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm. All right. So I'll wait till the end and then ask questions and then we can kind of go from there.
That works. By the time I'm done, you're going to forget all about his game because this is so amazing. But let's go ahead and do it.
Let's see what you can do.
So my game is, it's actually going to be kind of like the opposite of winner chicken dinner. This is called Fried Freedom Fight. So chickens have taken over the local fast food chicken chain, and they are out to keep their feathered friends from being served up for your next meal. This is going to be a tower defense game, if you can, kind of like Castle Panic, where a chicken restaurant is in the middle of the board, and there are roads coming towards the restaurant by which cars can travel, trying to get to the restaurant and eat some tasty chicken. Now, this board's going to have some reversible parts. It's not going to be just one board. You'll make it out of pieces together. But you'll be able to flip the parts over so you can either do one road or two roads, therefore kind of allowing you to have some difficulty management. Each person's going to represent a chicken, and player cards are going to provide specific powers for specific chickens that help you with attacks, defense, support, and things like that. You'll be using different weapons and tools to keep people from making it all the way to your restaurant. On your turn, you'll be able to take actions that attack the cars, Maybe you'll be able to use tools to distract them, and or maybe send them down a different path if you put in a roadblock, or maybe you even use a coupon to another restaurant to just send them completely off the board. Attacks happen with dice, so you might be successful, maybe you won't, but you'll have the ability to manipulate those dice. And when everyone has taken a turn, the enemies go, moving cars closer to the restaurant and adding more based on die rolls. And when cars make it all the way to your drive-thru, you take damage in the form of meals served. And of course, the bigger the car, the bigger the family, and the more damage you're going to take. You have to survive from the morning when you're going to have the breakfast rush all the way until the end of the day. And the different rounds that you'll experience, you'll have the lulls and the peaks that come with the different meal times. And I think you'll have enough rounds to match up hours that your restaurant might be open. And of course, this will be a Kickstarter. So I've got a Kickstarter exclusive coming in at $150, a giant mini, we won't call it a mini at this part, it's a largie, I think, but it's going to be a giant bucket to represent the restaurant with chicken minis to represent your characters. And no, I'm not talking about those that you get at Chick-fil-A. I'm talking about some very nice plastic chickens that will sit atop the restaurant. And that is Fried Freedom Fight.
You forgot to hit the bell with the Chick-fil-A mention. Chick-fil-A, ding, ding! There you go. You know, yeah. Just to make sure that...
Yeah, not a sponsor.
Not a sponsor.
Maybe.
So, yeah, one day.
One day we'll have that Chick-fil-A sponsor money.
I mean, I like the fact that they're both very realistic in their topic. So that's a very realism-type game. So
yeah,
like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, you remember, like, a couple years ago, that restaurant in West Virginia that got taken over by chickens.
Yeah, the Great Chicken Standoff. Everyone, of 2017, everybody knows that.
Yeah. So this is kind of an homage of that.
Oh, man. I don't even know where to start. So...
this crap.
Let me just say, this is the worst birthday I've ever had.
This is...
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So let's take a step back to... Let's go back to Ryan. So...
Okay.
So Egerton is controlling chickens, and the players are like security guards. I'm trying to figure out what the.
So yeah, they're trying to, and they could be security guards, or they could be a crack team of people who are trying to stop crack. Get it? Like eggs.
Oh God.
Oh, that's anyway, what you were going for. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I was going for. Anyway, so. Yeah, so they are just trying to stop Professor Egerton. They could be his, their arch nemesis, essentially.
Gotcha. Yeah. So it's like the alternate force, like the shield of the Professor Egerton chicken universe. Yes.
So right? Are Sonic and Knuckles and Tails the characters that are trying to chase him down, or?
Okay, there's no copyright infringement here.
Okay.
Is Egerton a Sonic character?
No, it's Eggman.
I mean, Eggman, Dr. Eggman is certainly a Sonic character.
Yeah, well, not Professor Egerton.
Clearly
yeah,
two different characters.
Come on.
Break.
Yeah, oh, my bad.
All right.
Oh, it's Mega Man.
Mega. So I do like, so the one versus many thing, there's not a lot, the hidden movement, you know, there are a few games that are very popular in that genre, but it's also a genre that's... a lot of people kind of shy away from to some degree. It's why it's just not a very popular.
Yeah, it's
mechanic.
Not everybody's.
But then again, if you think about all the ones that are out there, they're usually a little more gamery in focus, right? So this is something that could be a more kind of gateway family kind of entry point to a hidden movement, you know, one versus many type of game. So despite the fact you've got two things there, one versus many and hidden movement, that kind of already kind of skew you down and potential marketability. The fact that it's a gateway, you know, family game, I actually kind of counterbalance that and do okay. So that's interesting. Let's talk about the chicken tower defense.
Yeah.
So that's.
You sound very confident.
Yeah.
He's like,
I don't know.
He's like, yes.
Yeah. Let's do this. I mean, I don't know what are we laughing at? I mean,
nothing, man. It's all good. It's all good.
It's all good.
Right? Maybe you guys find awesomeness funny, I guess. I don't know what it is.
So sponsorship aside at the restaurant, clearly this could eventually be so you could even dumb this thing down to like a drive through like Happy Meal game, right? Like you can even, if you really got it down small enough, this could be a Chick-fil-A ding, you know, like a Bojangles little game. Obviously, of course, then again, you're trying to actually get people not to eat chicken. So maybe
if it's a Bojangles game, I think the restaurant's represented by a biscuit in the middle of the board.
That's funny.
So maybe it's like the alternate, kind of like the alternate Chick-fil-A thing. Maybe it's like a Burger King thing. You know, I don't know. So the tower defense people, like this hungry mob. It's almost like a zombie kind of a thing, right? Like you're trapped in the mall, yeah. And the zombies are kind of like invading the mall. Except people who just for some reason don't want to go drive anywhere else except for this one fast food restaurant that apparently has had all the humans tied up in the back. So, and they just have to eat these particular chickens for some reason.
Maybe it's free. Maybe it's cow day at Chick-fil-A, ding. And we're having to fight off the hordes.
Right. But then again, who's cooking the chickens?
Listen, if you dive into the realism of the game, let's not forget about the part that there's chickens attacking cars. If we're really starting to worry about it, I mean, maybe this is a system where people make their own drive-through food. You go up, you fry a chicken, and you take it home with you.
There we go.
You know.
I'm surprised it hasn't taken off. That seems like a perfectly viable business.
Yeah. Yeah. Fry your own chicken. That's gonna really take off the burns.
Exactly. In a drive-through format. Right? So.
Oh, jeez.
I think that's a better business model. I think you should abandon this game idea and just go with your new Rick's drive-through fry your own chicken restaurant.
Yeah. On the side of the building, there's just fryers, and you just drop them. They
drive
move
around.
Down. It's like the line at the sushi restaurant where it just kind of carries it down. That's what's going to happen. You've got a conveyor belt of fryness that takes it. And when you're done, you know, when you get to the end of the drive-through line, you pick it up. And you know what? Yeah. Now I'm just pitching a restaurant chain.
Now I feel like we're on Shark Tank. Really game. So on that note, I'm going to make a ruling here. We're going to go with, I think you both win. In this case, Ryan wins on the board game idea. I think Rick White wins on the new potential gigantic franchise idea.
So we got
two winners. Ding, ding, chicken dinner.
Okay.
Awesome. I see what
I like what you did there. I like what you did there. So look for a new restaurant concept coming from Rick White.
Yeah.
Look for a new board game. You know, this being the name of the show.
Look for a new lawsuit coming about 2 months after.
What you don't know is in somewhere randomly in like West Virginia, someone has already made a drive-through chicken fryer and they're going to come see you anyway. So either way,
they're
just
super
that's
pissed.
That same restaurant that got taken
These
over
guys
in
can't
2017.
Take it from me. So,
all right,
nice, very cool, Chad. Thank you so much for joining us on this episode. Where can people find your amazing games?
So 25thCenturyGames.com and all the different socials. Look for us there. Check out the stuff we have going on. Much appreciated. We have a lot of exciting stuff coming up over the next year and a half that I think people are really gonna enjoy. And I've certainly enjoyed being back as a two-peat guest. It's always a lot of fun to talk to you guys, and I do appreciate the invite.
This is how you get your celebrity status.
That's right.
Yes.
So. Very cool. Well, what is the launch date for Winner Winner Chicken Dinner on Kickstarter?
I should have the date figured out here probably within the next week or so, but it's going to be probably mid to late September, so either probably the third week is probably what we're looking at.
All right. Pay attention to it, and you'll see us covering that, covering this game, which we have in our hands, in our cold, sweaty, clammy hands.
Those are your hands.
Right now, those are my hands, actually. My cold, sweaty, clammy hands. Anyway, we do have the game, and we are very excited about previewing this one. So thanks for listening. Head over to facebook.com/oneboardfamily to rate which one you thought should have won. Did Chad make the right decision in saying that I had the best board game concept and Rick had the best fast food concept? Let us know which one you liked. Comment in on that post, whatever. Thanks for listening, and until next time, we will see you at the table.
Punchboard Media,
where we all
bring something
to the table.
Pull up a chair
at punchboardmedia.com.